This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia is pressing the West to lift sanctions imposed because of its war in Ukraine, claiming without proof that the punitive measures are preventing millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products from leaving Ukrainian ports. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn and sunflower oil, but the war, including a Russian blockade of its ports, has prevented most of these products from leaving. Now Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has tried to shift the blame to Western sanctions, saying, "We accuse Western countries of taking a series of unlawful actions that has led to the blockade." The World Trade Organization's Director General says this food crisis is real and we must find solutions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukrainian governor of the eastern Luhansk region said Thursday Russian bombardments have killed three people in and around the city of Lyshansk, which is a key focus of the current fighting in Ukraine. Governor Serhiy Hayday said one person was killed in Lyshansk and two in a nearby village the day before amid a Russian artillery bombardment. He said strikes in the region had hit various targets, including private houses and a humanitarian center, without specifying how the people were killed. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos Thursday, reiterated his conviction that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not win the war in Ukraine. In his speech, Scholz said Putin already failed to achieve all his strategic goals, and a capture of all of Ukraine by Russia seems further away today than it did at the beginning of the war. He said more than ever, Ukraine is emphasizing its European future. In addition, Scholz said Thursday, the brutality of the Russian war has prompted two states, Sweden and Finland, to move closer to NATO, which he welcomes. This is VOA News.